T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9:48 as we continue to get to the Syndio Twitter question, courtesy of our friends from Syndio HR in just a moment, but let's get clear of the phones. Chris takes time out of his day at 869-1240 to join us. Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Bruce. Hey, I could just hardly believe the other day when they talked about spring training being here, you know, whatever, in a month. It had to been the deal about the Red Sox, you know, the elation and just that still being in my mind, because I don't ever remember it seeming like it was just, you know, that had just happened, you know, recently. And anyway, my question
That's
was...
That's a hell of a long party, huh, Chris?
Oh, it is a long party.
That has to be the reason, because it doesn't seem like it's been that long since that happened. It's just so strange. My question...
Well, and Chris, let me ask you this, Chris. when does that feeling... It doesn't ever end. It doesn't ever end,
right,
because you constantly celebrate it. But when do you turn the page and say, okay, now it's another year? I'm trying to think of, in my past, when I've done that. Is it in midway through spring training? Is it when the game when the regular season starts? I'm not sure when it is. When is it for you?
I don't know how to answer that real concisely. I would say just, you know, not spring training, maybe first of the season. I think you get into the other mode, like, hey, you know, let's try, you know, we're the champions, but it's going to be, you know, we're going to go out in there and defend and so forth.
Yeah.
But, I guess, hey, have they signed Kimbrel yet, Bruce, you know?
No, not that I've seen.
I think you'd agree, that's pretty important. Some Red Sox fans would probably say, well, you know, if you don't, then you still got Evaldi, you plug in there. I don't know that I like that much, and I hate it that, you know, Kelly left, but that's kind of the way that excuse me, baseball works. Really liked him. He was just absolutely, you know, you talk about Evaldi a lot last year in the playoffs, but man, Kelly was just almost right there with him as far.
Yeah, they'll be okay. I mean, it's Red Sox and the Yankees, Yankees and the Red Sox. That's where it'll be in the East, and they'll have plenty of company. So we'll see how it all goes. I'm just glad that baseball season is back.
Thanks, Chris.
So appreciate it, Chris. Let's get to the Syndio Twitter question, for goodness sakes. And I like your question today, Shane. It made me think a little bit.
Well,
and that's always a good goal.
It was kind of on the heels of learning of Frank Robinson's passing. We'll talk about him second hour. The former MVP and manager dies at the age of 83 yesterday. But with that in mind, who's the greatest living baseball player? And there are only three options, because frankly, if there were a fourth, he wouldn't get very many votes, no matter who it is.
No.
Who is the greatest living baseball player? Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds, or Willie Mays?
Hmm.
And say what you want to about Barry Bonds, but that list would not be complete unless Barry Bonds was on it, in my opinion. Barry Bonds has 19% of the vote, and it's neck and neck for who's the best. Hank Aaron, 41%, Willie Mays, 40%.
Which is the way you love having it.
Mm-hmm.
That's your job well done right there.
You got many people determining that Hank Aaron is the true home run king against maybe the most versatile and well-rounded baseball player ever in Willie Mays. And a guy that, talked about Mike Trout yesterday. A guy Mike Trout is being compared to. He's the modern-day mm-hmm. Willie Mays, can do it all. So
because the next guy on that list would be probably Mike Trout, wouldn't it?
Well, I kind of wrestled with it. I mean, Pedro, mm-hmm. Pete
Yeah,
Rose,
there's a bunch. Yeah.
You know, I think now he's never going to be confused with one of the greatest players ever, let alone living player. But Paul Molitor is in the top 10 all time in hits. Pete Rose obviously is first. So if you value hits and longevity, which he had both of, maybe you could put Pete Rose in there. George Brett, Mike Schmidt. These guys are all distant thirds and et cetera. A guy that's got more than 3,000 hits and is way up there on the home run list as well as Ken Griffey Jr.
Mm.
I suppose you could make an argument for him, depending on what you – I mean, he was a do-it-all kind of guy, you know, had speed and was really good defensively and, of course, somebody nobody ever wanted to face. So, but to me, there was only three, but that's just me. And you're free to certainly write in whomever you like. There weren't many. Frankly, only one write-in. Everybody else was just writing in their opinion of, honestly, Willie Mays. JP said, my favorite player that I never saw play. Owned a few of his baseball cards. John said, Willie Mays. He was a better base runner and fielder than Bonds, although I don't think he would have a problem throwing Sid Bream out at the plate.
Yeah.
Although
Bonds was better than people gave him credit for defensively.
He got gold gloves.
He really was.
He got gold gloves back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was better than people gave him credit for. So, I don't know. I Mike Trout's on an interesting trajectory. I think it surprises people to find out that he's only 26 years old because he's been so much a part of our consciousness for so long. This is a guy who's stole 49 bases, hit 30 home runs, and drove in 83 as a 20-year-old in this league. It's a guy that routinely now draws better than 100 walks a season and hits about 37, 38 home runs a year, driving in 100 runs with a career average at .307.
And kind of hidden from us in in California and not on TV all that often, honestly, for as good as he is.
Striking out less over the last 2 years than he had in his five previous seasons. He's more selective at the plate. He's led the league in OBP the last 3 years. Slugging percentage, 2 of the last 4. OPS, 3 of the last 4.
He's on base all the time.
All the time.
By the way, shout out to Christy Breadbinner and the Shocker softball team. They're 1-0. They played first thing in the morning this morning in Charleston and beat Central Michigan 6-2.
All right.
Yeah, so the Shocker softballers are 1-0.
Boy, she's done a really nice job with that program, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
Hey, they've done a great job. That's you cheer for them. That's good stuff. That away, Coach. All right, let's get into some college baseball ourselves. Aaron Fitt joining us from D1Baseball.com as Sports Daily continues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.